Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, 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 and welcome to the Workouts for Older Men podcast. I am Skip LaCour. I'm so glad you're joining me here today for this Workouts for Older Men podcast. It's day number 96 of the 100 Days of Workouts for Older Men Challenge, and in this podcast, I'm going to tell you the best ab exercise for older men. The best ab exercise for older men. You know, as we're a little bit older, we get a little thick around the middle, right? Maybe you've got a belly, maybe it protrudes a little. You want to get rid of that. You want a flat stomach. You want to get rid of the belly fat. All right, or maybe you're already doing pretty good, better than most at this age, and I get a lot of men like you thinking, let me take this a little bit further. I want a six-pack, right? So maybe the best ab exercise will get there, or that's what you're thinking. Well, I want to clear all that up. I want to tell you what you need to do, what you don't need to do, and I'm going to tell you the best ab exercise for older men. I'm going to do that for you. And a lot more. And when I say and a lot more this time, I'm going to tell you about this exclusive opportunity where you and I can talk one-on-one. Take all of this to a higher level faster, more effectively, more efficiently, and just eliminate the confusion, frustration, and overwhelm. So I'm going to do all of that for you and more in this podcast. Hello, 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 and welcome to the Workouts for Older Men podcast. I am Skip LaCour. I'm so glad you're joining me here for this Workouts for Older Men podcast. It's day number 96 of the 100 Days Workouts for Older Men Challenge. And in this podcast, I want to tell you what the best abs exercise is for older men. The best ab exercise for older men, right? Who doesn't want a flat stomach? Doesn't it seem like that's a challenge now that you're a little bit older? Maybe you remember it, or maybe the way you want to remember it is that you could eat anything and you were active so much and you had that flat stomach, even maybe some abs back in the day, 20, 30 years ago. All right, even if you weren't really serious about working out, it seems as though it's easier to have a flat stomach, let's just start there, than it does now that we're a little bit older. We get a little thick around the waist, that barrel belly. And again, even if we don't have a protruding round stomach in front, it's a little wider than our chest, right? So what does it take to get a flat stomach? A lot of men want to know what the best abdominal exercise, best ab exercise. They're going to tell you what the best ab exercise is. Who knows? Maybe you want to be even more ambitious than just having a flat stomach, get rid of the round belly. Maybe you want a six-pack set of abs. Show some of those abs, right? So what would be the best ab exercise for older men? Well, I'm going to tell you the best abs exercise, then I'll explain how to perform it and why I think it's the best abs exercise. But I got to tell you something before I tell you, all right? All right? I'll tell you what it is. Okay, so what I believe the best ab exercise, and again, what gets the job done, what is, I guess, if it's appropriate for older men, and how I choose that is it's effective and it doesn't take a whole lot of skill. Right, maybe when you're younger, you're more focused, right? It gets the job done, doesn't take a whole lot of skill, you know, like some elaborate barbell exercises like squats or, a squat, for example, for legs. I mean, not only do you have to have good form, you don't want to hurt your back, takes a lot of confidence. You got to use a lot of weight, too, with a good form and safety, right? So that's a very complex exercise that has to be done with a lot of weight. Probably not the best exercise for legs for an older man. So I do consider that. I also consider that you may be working out in a home gym, or even if you're in a commercial gym, it may not be fully stocked. So what's the ab exercise that you can use, all right, in those conditions? What's the best value under all those conditions? And so I think that the best ab exercise would just be some crunches with get a weight, maybe a 25-pound plate, in front of you, 45 if you can do that. Maybe you've seen me on the videos, I have two 45-pound plates, right? It's not so much about the weight, all right? So I want to come back to that. So crunches, right? We could do this on a flat bench or on the ground, an incline bench. We could do it on a stability ball. All right. So, but I want to get back to that. I want to explain how to execute those exercises. Maybe some alternate exercise that may not qualify as what I feel would be the best exercise for older men, but some other good ones too. All right. But before I tell you, I just got to make sure you know this. All right. To some men who've been doing this a long time, they've heard this a million times. Some have heard it a million times, but they still can't grasp it. Well, that's kind of true. It's not fully true. No, it's fully true what I'm going to tell you. All right. If you want a flat stomach, or your stomach's already flat and you want some abs, all right, it's not going to happen through ab exercises, whether it's the best ab exercise for older men, or it's the second or third best, or a combination, or the most elaborate routine with weight, with machines, with high rep schemes, lower rep schemes, whatever ab exercises, hanging leg raises, getting a bar and doing crossovers, whatever the ab exercise is. You're not going to burn that fat. You're not going to build muscle through these ab exercises. That's going to flatten your stomach, or certainly pierce through the body fat around your stomach and show a six-pack set of abs. Now, I know what you're hearing. I mean, it's probably a lot of smart guys. Again, you're smart, and your family, and your business, you've done a lot of things well, maybe newer to the whole fitness thing. And there are still, and it doesn't matter if they're younger or older or somewhere in between, fitness experts, they just will tell you these ab exercises. I don't even think they're slipping in. They're telling you that these ab exercises will contribute to having that flat stomach or that six-pack set abs. Now, I'm thinking, have you been training for more than a couple years and you're confident enough to make a video or a podcast? Why are you still telling them that? Why is that? And I try to step into their minds, and I do think that when you get a lot of information from the younger passion fitness experts, and again, I was one, right, many, many years ago, right, where bodybuilding training, doing it, explaining it was the most important thing to me. I just did a lot of things, like I keep on saying, and if you're new to this podcast, welcome, but I talk about the Pareto principle, the 80-20 rule. There's 100 things from nutrition to training to sets to reps to form, all right, to exercises to split routines and all these type of things, cardio, how much, how little, what intensity, before, after the workout, should I eat before? I mean, there's 100 things, so to speak, of all this information you're taking in. But there's only 20 that really matter. If you've been listening to these 100 Days of Workouts for Old Men podcasts, or you will listen to it, by the time you're done, you may not be able to actually pinpoint them, but you'll definitely see how I am angling, talking about things over and over again in different ways. You should be closer and closer knowing what the 20 are that really matter. Right? That's just 20 symbolically, right? That's a metaphor, right? Not actually there's 20 and there's more than 100, right? You know, just so to speak. Should you start narrowing down because of the repetition of the repetition, the inflection in my voice, how I emphasize the things that really matter. All right, so I think when you get the impression or you're directly told by the fitness experts, you know, maybe you missed it, maybe they told you, I don't know your experience, but many times they do all 100 things. And so they did have a very elaborate, consistent ab workout, and they have ripped deep abs. So yes, they have them, and yes, they do the routine or whatever the exercise they told you. But they just don't realize, at least at this time, you know, you could have taken out the ab exercises and you still would have been that lean. You did that through your diet, maybe a little bit of cardio. It's getting lean. That showed the muscle that was underneath it. All right, now, should you do ab? Well, what's the matter? Shouldn't do any ab exercises. Why do you even tell me the best ab exercise? Skip, you're basically saying I don't have to do any ab exercises, and it's not going to flatten my round tummy, and it's not going to, if I already have a flat stomach, it's not going to show abs, so why am I doing ab exercise? Well, you know, your abs are a muscle that need to be overloaded to grow. If you want thick abs, I'm just telling you, whether you're 50 pounds overweight or even like you got the last 10 pounds of stubborn fat, you having more muscle on your abs with the best ab workout, ab exercises, it's not going to show. It's going to be growing under there like you overload. It's going to be muscle just like an arm or chest or back or legs or whatever. But all that fat that accumulates there is going to be hiding it. So you are, what are you doing? You're strengthening your core. You are working that muscle. And when that day comes, when you learn how to do all this and you get lean, those abs will be there nice and thick for you. See, I personally, my abs are thick enough. One thing, you know, if you train long enough, you train consistently enough, you're stabilizing your core, those core muscles, those abs with everything you do. So whether it's leg exercises, shoulder exercise, everything, you know, the core, you know, should be engaged, right, as you're tightening up. So it is being worked. And when you lose all that body fat and to have that flat stomach and those abs that you want, do you really want them thick? Do they need to be thick to show off a beautiful, nice, pleasing physique? Most men, if they could just show their abs, even though they can be, you know, built up through muscle, through the best ab exercises, overload just like any other muscle, you know, if they just show, it'd probably show a great physique anyway. So I really think men really think the ab exercise, weight it, no weight it, you know, so you have exercises like I talked about. You know, I'm going to talk about weighted crunches, all right? You know, it could be rope crunches on a machine, right? You get the rope, you put it behind the neck, and you pull down. It could be an ab machine. I love ab machines. If I really thought about it, that's probably one of my favorite. I get into that crunch machine. I sit up in it, and I crunch. And it kind of, it collapses from the top and the bottom. Those are great exercise. So whatever the machine, whatever free weight, dumbbell, whatever you use it to overload the muscle, it's building that muscle underneath. But your abs are probably big enough, right, and thick enough. And they're probably getting that indirect work. You just don't know it. Again, whether you're 50 pounds overweight or even that 15 pounds overweight, you're not seeing the muscle that you are building. So all this direct work, it works on building the abs. It won't show them with that body fat. You're getting indirect ab work through, you know, stabilizing the core through all your exercises. Anyway, that might be enough muscle anyway. But, you know, I really think that you should work out the abs, you know, at least once a week with some weights to round it all out, direct stimulation, even though it's getting indirect stimulation. But, again, there's a lot of experts. They have 1,000 sit-ups a day. You know, or whatever. Do it every single day. I mean, hear all these things that, yeah, they may have abs, but it's not because of that. It's not because of that. All right, so I hope that makes that clear. I know a lot of men, they've been just working out a year or two, a little bit old, first time they're getting into it. I specialize in helping men like you. Maybe that's not clear. Maybe you did kind of hear it. Maybe hearing it from me, we build up this relationship through these 96 podcast. Now it makes more sense. Maybe it's put in context for you. All right, so let's talk about crunches with a weight. Again, I use that because it's versatile. It's probably, you can have it at your home gym and a commercial gym, even a commercial gym that isn't well stocked. And so what you really want to do, so you're laying on a flat surface. You can do this on a decline or an incline or whatever too. You know, hook your legs in. And so it's that same movement, right? I tell you, it's like explode one on the crunch, and then one, two on the way down, right? Get that long stretch, focus, mind-muscle connection on the abs, have that pull up the weight, because that's easy to bring your arms and your back, your legs into it, whatever, to bring it up and down, all right? Pretty simple. You want to keep that range of motion. You don't want to lie flat and continue, momentarily take the tension off your back. You want to keep it constantly engaged so you don't go back and disengage and take the tension off. And then you also don't want to go too far forward, right? So you'll take that tension off too. So you get hit in that sweet spot. Again, explode up in the one count, bring it back in the one, two count. So like I like to get a plate doing this. I like a stability ball too. And I don't use a stability ball for a lot of things, but, you know, in my home gym, I have that. That's good. You know, and there's a lot of exercise that mimic that. But that's probably the best ab exercise. Again, put in context, if you want that flat, fat-free, you will lose that belly fat, stomach, right? This is going to help the muscle underneath. But I just want to make that clear about having that flat stomach and certainly have that six-pack. It's going to be done through your diet when you lose that body fat and not this direct ab work. And like I said, there's a lot of great ab exercises. I would do that one if you have that machine like I talked about that you sit down in it, You grab the bars that are really behind your ear and you crunch down. That's a great machine if you have that in your commercial gym. Another exercise for abs that can complement the weighted crunches is when you line your back, all right, and then you get a dumbbell and put it in between your feet, right? So you got the top, you know, the size of the dumbbell, you're holding it, and then you just really concentrate on those abs, keep those knees tucked in and draw it. So weighted leg lift. And if you go to my YouTube channel, I've got a full playlist in there that has some man formation workouts, and I have that in, I think, what it's the chest and the ab workout. You'll see that weighted leg raises in there too. So a lot of those exercises. So again, I hope that puts it in context, give you some ideas. You know, I kind of went through all the body parts. I picked out what is the best exercise for older men. Again, depending on that skill, versatility, accessibility, what would be that you can center around an ab workout routine around that. So I did that for all the body parts. So you can review these over the last couple of days. Hey, I've had so many men. I am loving this podcast. You know, I have been on the internet since right when it launched. I was one of the first bodybuilders at that time, 1994 or so, to have a website that I was active on. No social media, wasn't so easy back in the time. You had to know a little code. You had to also be persistent at that time. Things weren't so easy to get your message out. So I've done a lot of things, a lot of ebooks and videos and DVDs and VHS tapes, a lot of things. I've talked to a lot of men over the years, from their fitness, all different levels, right? A lot of men, you know, they've been following me for 20 years, all right? You know, they contact me every once in a while, but really what I'm specializing in, I'm really helping, and it's kind of really great for me. It gives me a new life, a new shot at international ability to help in a unique way. And that's why I focused on older men. So there's a lot of men who have been training like a year or less, 2 years at the most. They've worked really hard. They're winners. They're successful. They kind of applied themselves for whatever reasons now, and they didn't really do it earlier in their life. And they just want to start at the best. They don't want to go through this learning curve, and they reach out. It's like a perfect fit. They run into my skiplacore.com website. If you're new to this podcast, make sure you go there to skiplacore.com. Watch all my videos. Get on my email list. A lot of those are down below. But I love the men who are, they make decisions. They want this badly. They can make a decision whether they watched two of my videos, 10 of my videos, watched all of my videos, my live videos. They see me in real life. They've listened to 5 of these podcasts. They make a decision. I want this guy to help me. I've got a great introductory package, right, where you get to talk to me one-on-one for an hour, whatever it takes. I come to right where you are because everybody has different levels of understanding. And, you know, your starting point, all right? But also what your goals are is different for all. You know, I work with all older men with busy, productive lives, all winners, right, who want the best. But they all start at different levels. And so I talk to you. I actually talk to you, all right? We record the call, so I coach you. I know where you are with your training and nutrition. I get the organizing principles set up for you, and I get you on your way with a training program and an eating plan to help you reach your goals that you can feel certain about. The call is recorded so you can listen to it over and over again. So as you apply the principles, sometimes they're counterintuitive. There's things that you may have heard but you're missing or you're not prioritizing. And so when you're on it for a couple weeks, you can listen to our hour-long recording. And, oh, I don't remember him. Oh, okay, that makes sense now. You can do the same thing a month from now. After a month, 2 months of practical application, you'll hear our one-hour coaching session go, I do not remember him saying that's exactly what I need at this stage. You can do that every month and learn something new or take it to another level. That's what this one-on-one coaching, it's so unique, it's so personal. I mean, it's just an outstanding guy. That's how you make this happen in the shortest period of time, mentorship, right? Maybe you've done that with your business with young guys who really were ambitious, you know, like you are now, and they're new to it. The ones who really listen to your mentorship, you know what they need to do. You know what the challenges are, the disempowering thoughts, the booby traps along the way that they're going to run. You know that. You've been doing it for 25, 30 years, right? it would really make sense if they listened to you, right? It would really make sense if they let go of their ego, continue to work hard, have a high opinion of themselves, keep that confidence, but listen to you without, you know, the filters or egos, and you could really speed up their process. Well, I work with a lot of men who understand that the job, and so they come to me when it comes to fitness, even though they're accomplished, even though they know what they're doing, they're smart, they got high self-esteem, even though they look better than most already, they just want to get to the next level. Right, and so this package I call it the biggest fitness challenge that older men face and their solutions. You can go to skiplacourmembers.com/solutions, and that is in the description. Right, or you can go to solutions with Skip if you can remember that. That'll both take you there. And so it's that hour-long conversation. I explain all this. You can see the explanation of everything you get, that time you get with me. And it has an hour and a half video where I already know the biggest fitness challenge that older men face and their solutions. And what men mistakenly believe, what takes them off course, I do the top 10 in a 90-minute video. It'll really be freeing. Oh, my God, I kind of heard that. Oh, I never heard that. All right? And then there's 11 hours over 12 modules where we break down training, nutrition, motivation, mindset, systems. What you all need, integrate in 11 hours over 12 modules, right? So you get the hour and a half video, right? You get the 12 modules, all right? 11 hours of audios. But you get the one-on-one time with me. So I talk to you. I mean, it's a ridiculous value. You wouldn't be, you know, I'm not gonna tell you the price, right? Because I don't want to lock myself in. Because, like I said, I'm meeting so many men through this podcast. This is, I think that's what I was gonna say. Is I've done a lot of things. This is probably the most bang for my buck. Out of all the things that I've done a lot of things along the way to get more like men. Do business with you, help you with your goals, you know, exchange that value. But me stacking these up through 100 days is probably one of the best things I've done. You're searching these words. It's introduced me to a lot of the ideal guys. If it sounds like I'm talking directly to you, that's because before you met me, I spent a lot of time learning about you through hundreds and hundreds of men actually talking to you, right? So they're finding this podcast. I don't really want to tell you the price because if I just get hammered, right, and a lot of you men are taking advantage of that. Obviously, it's business, right? Supply and demand. I'm going to have to raise the price. Maybe even take off the phone consultation, maybe revamp it. So you want to take action now. It's just ridiculously low price, all right? And I don't do that. I'll just tell you. You know why I do it? Because you don't know. You don't know what I know. I mean, you might be impressed by these podcasts, you know, in my videos, my energy, the way I look. I seem to know what I'm talking about. I'm different than those young guys. It's what you need, simple. But you have no idea what I can do. And so I just trading time, really. Because the men who really want this badly, I'll just blow them away with you what you need to know in my knowledge and how it applies to you. That I believe you want to go on a coaching journey with me, whether that's 12 weeks or 6 weeks or whatever. You'll just be blown away. All right? So, but I need you to put a little bit of skin in the game, right? The more you pay, the more you pay attention. Maybe you've heard that on your job and what you do, where you've given a lot of great advice to men and or people, and they kind of do it, but your generosity, it's nothing wrong with them, like they didn't appreciate you. It's just that you're in better conditions if they have some skin in the game, and this price is so ridiculous, barely any skin in the game, but it is. We'll do that 1 hour coaching session. You'll get blown away again. Get this entire package. Go to solutionswithskip.com or skiplacourmembers.com/solutions. Just check it out. So I do a little video explaining everything, right? See all the benefits, how you'll benefit, all the features, read all the testimonials, and see that incredible price. And hurry, 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 because you're going to say, well, this guy seemed kind of smart, seemed kind of passionate. Seems like he owns this older man market. Well, I'm a businessman. He does all that. He's going to talk to me, and it's only that price. You're going to say, wait a second, I thought he was smart. Well, like I said, guys go on a journey, right? I got to, you know, this fitness, it's not nuclear science, all right? And you're doing pretty well right now, but I want to make it so attractive so I can give you a sampler of I can take this to you so fast. Do you think you're impressed with that? Let me get some one-on-one time with you, all right? It's the best investment you can make, all right? So go to solutionswithskip.com, enroll right away. You get instant access to the video and the audio sessions, the 12 sessions, and then I'll email you right away, congratulate you, we'll set up our time to talk, and we'll pick out a day and a time as soon as possible as I can for you. I'd like to give you immediate attention when you step up and put some skin in the game. And then that call will be recorded, and we'll take it from there. All right, so go to solutionswithskip.com, skipglorimembers.com, /solutions. It's the same place. All right, you may be driving here, but the description, the link is in the description down below. So I want to talk to you. So many men, I love it from this podcast. So glad it's resonating with you, right? So if it is with you, you're not alone. All right, that's great. All right, so that's going to do it for this Workouts for Older Men podcast, the best abs exercise for older men with. Just want to make sure I give you the real information, all right? It's not going to give you those abs, even though it is the best ab exercise for older men. All right, so let's live with a sense of urgency. We have to when we're a little bit older. We've got more time behind us than we do in front of us. Have a great day.